Well, good evening, kiddos. It is Wednesday night, which means we are studying the First Catechism, and we're doing question 1 and 2. Yes, we're doing question 1 and 2. Yeah, I know it seems a little out of order. Oh, sorry. This is Jonah Giraffe. Say hello. Yeah, Jonah's a friend of Aslan. He decided to join us this week. He's a little confused because he knows we've studied like question 13 and 7 and 8, and we've done them kind of out of order, and he wondered why. Well, you see, the kids are over there. You probably want to look that way. You see, we're studying these questions out of order because I'm also teaching all of your parents about something called the Shorter Catechism. And we're matching up what we teach them with what we teach you. So feel free to ask your parents what they learned this week from the Shorter Catechism. And it may be later in the week when they get a chance to watch it. So we're looking at question 1 and 2. Who made you? Yep, you. God made you. That's right. And what else did God make? God made all things. That's right. See, Jonah's showing you that he made all things. That's a big, wide, made everything. Okay, we get it. Yeah, that's kind of funny, huh? Yeah, that's right. That's amazing that God made all things. So he is amazing. In fact, Isaiah, do you remember Isaiah? We've been studying a little bit for some words from Isaiah. We've been learning some verses from Isaiah. Well, Isaiah was a prophet, and a prophet was someone who God told to share a message with God's people. So the words come from God, and they come through the prophet. And he said, God, the Holy One, says, can you compare me to anyone? Is anyone equal to me? What do you think? Is anyone equal to God? That's right. No one is equal to God. No one is like God. No one else is like God. No one else is like God. And how do we know that? Well, he made you. That's right. He made everything else too. Yep, everything else too. So you can trust him, right? You can trust him. Why is that? Because he's your creator. God made you. He knows how many, he can count every single hair on your head. And I know I have a lot less hair than most of you do. However, he knows every one of my hairs, every one of your hairs. He knows everything about you. He understands you completely. And he made everything else too. So when you go out in the sky, have you ever gone out and looked at the sky and all the stars in the sky? Especially if you get out in like the country where there's not much like lights and it's very dark and you look up in the sky and you just realize there's so many stars. That's right. He made all those too. He made everything. And he understands how it all works. So you can trust him. So tonight, when you lay down your head and you go to sleep, remember that he made you, that God made you, that God made everything else too, and you can trust him. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the God who made us, who made everything else, and who we can trust. We ask you to encourage us, that is, to remind us how much you love us each and every day, and to help us to do all the things that we can to show you how much we love you by doing good things, by caring about other people, by loving other people, because we know that you love us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, if you have any questions, do you have any questions? No. Well, if any of you do, politely ask your parents to email me. My email address is on the screen there. They can send me an email and I'll answer your questions. It was great talking to you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye, kiddos.